concern for something, and there's a difference when you lose that ability to think it's a concern. Now you start to worry about it, and you start to gnaw on it, and you gnaw on it, and you keep gnawing on it. And instead of getting your fears relieved, you find yourself getting deeper and deeper into this depression, this anxiety. And the problem with that, if you continue, what happens is there's not a good ending in mind. So here it is, gnawing in a bone. And I want you to know that anxieties are on the rise in America. Matter of fact, we're the number one nation in this world that struggles with anxiety. We are it. I mean, they're looking at a lot of nations, but we're the one, because of stress, because of a lot of things that we worry a lot. This country is filled with anxiety, and we want to address it. And God wants us to address it, because He never, ever intended us for to worry. Matter of fact, He says it very clearly, do not worry. He doesn't sit there and say, well, let us negotiate. You can worry here, you can worry there, but you can't worry there, you can't worry there. No, He says flatly out, you cannot worry, because it will lead to destruction. There's also another thing called GAD. It's generalized anxiety disorder. And this is a situation that happens, and some of you probably have done this before, that you find yourself under tremendous stress, and also Americans, USA, for some reason, they're under a lot of stress. It has to do with a handful of factors, but what stress does is that it kind of puts a burden on it, and what happens is, as it gets deeper and harder on you, it gets intense, and it's long-lasting, and what happens with a lot of people, they snap, and it's a terrible place to be. So let's look at these verses. These are amazing verses, and we're just going to go ahead and go slowly on it. So the first thing is, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. You remember that in Westminster Confession, one of the things that God wants us to do in our life is to enjoy Him forever. That's our purpose, to enjoy Him forever and also to glorify God. God truly wants us to enjoy Him, enjoy the life that we're in as we connect with God, as we understand God's goodness, and as we have a right relationship. So God is reminding us the importance of rejoicing. Joy is what God wants in our lives. So let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. In the midst of all this persecution, as they're struggling with the stress and seems like life is out of control at that church, God says the Lord is at hand. Very important to remember, because sometimes when we find ourselves being filled with anxiety, when we're struggling with worry, we lose sight of God. And we find ourselves thinking that I have to control life, and life is so out of control, I don't know how it's going to be controlled. And God says, I am at hand. So do not be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious. Now, the word anxious is, it comes from worry. Worry is that word where ye dog just gnaws at a bone. It just keeps at it. Bang, bang, gnaws, gnaws. Have you ever seen a dog gnawing at a bone? I mean, they just go at it. They just go at it, and there's nothing on the bone. They just sit there, and they just gnaw away. And that's the picture that God gives us when we worry. We're gnawing on it, and we're gnawing on it. See, concern is a different thing. I sit back, and I look at something, and there's a concern which needs to be addressed. I work at it. I look for God's help, and I find the answers. Worrying is not about finding answers. Worrying is what you lose, not concern anymore. You're in a position of saying, well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this happens? Gnaw, gnaw, gnaw. And you start gnawing on it, and it just pulls you down. You lose your joy. You lose your perspective and your focus. Now, has anybody ever been through that before? I think I have many times. You're getting yourself in a situation where suddenly you see things out of control, right? And you're worrying about that. You're thinking, how can I control this? And on top of that, there's another factor. It's called stress. Stress is one of the biggest factors that provides all kinds of terrible things to a person's bodies. It's a disorder in the United States that does cause all kinds of mental and physical problems to people. And there is a thing called GAD. GAD is a special type of worrying. It's anxiety, but it's more severe. A characteristic of GAD, which is generalized anxiety disorder, is that this anxiety is usually more intense and long-lasting. If you have more severe anxiety than most of other people you know, then it may be more than normal anxiety. And there are times and situations where finally we see ourselves in a situation we were struggling with anxiety so much because of the stress, and this thing just weighs on you and weighs on you. You're struggling sleeping at night because your mind is just going and going and going. And then in the daytime, you find yourself, you know, again, in a situation where your mind is actually, the worrying can kind of controls your mood, kind of controls the way you live life. And if it doesn't stop, it gets really, really bad. So we're looking at this. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. You know, the great thing about worrying is that we pray. Oh, God, please help me. Please help me. I'm struggling. Please. But the problem is that sometimes prayer can actually get in the way if you don't provide another part to that prayer. In prayer, we go to God and we say, thank you. Thank you that you're in control. Thank you that you have controlled my life, all this. And you go through a process of thanksgiving in that prayer. Many times in worry, we're sitting so caught on the situation that we don't thank God. We start to pray about all these situations, and we lose fact of the next part of that, is that when we are in this process of worrying, that we need to thank God. Because what that does, it helps us to remember that it is God who is in control, not us. And God's speaking to us and reminding us that He is in control, that God is in control, and He wants us to let go. So, we have this. And here is a beautiful quote from a commentator when it comes to Philippians 1. And this is what it is. What is worry? The Greek word translated anxiety, which is careful. You're so over-careful. In Philippians 4:6 means to be pulled together, to be pulled in different directions. We do. We find ourselves being pulled so much we can't focus because we're so much caught up in this what-ifs. Our hope pulls us in one direction. Our fears pulls us the other direction, the opposite direction. And we are pulled apart. The old English root from which we get our word worry means to strangle. Yeah, you're so worried that suddenly you find yourself just being strangled with fear, strangled with anxiety. It just overwhelms you. I at one time in my life, I had someone trying to strangle me. And I know that sounds weird, okay, but we were in a fight. And this person decided to put the chokehold on me, you know. And it is a terrible thing to be put into, because literally when a person has your neck and is holding and putting pressure on it, there's very little you can do, and you have to do something quickly or you'll black out. And thankfully, I was able to do something quickly, but it is a very, very bad place to be. So God is reminding us that worrying and anxiety is where something has a stranglehold on you, it has captured your heart, and unless you realize it, what's going to happen is it's going to control you and eventually take away your life. And we'll talk about that in a minute. If you have ever really worried, you know how it does strangle a person. In fact, worry has definite physical consequences. Headaches, neck pains, ulcers, even back pains. Worry affects our thinking, our digestion, and even our coordination. From the spiritual point of view, worry is wrong thinking and wrong feeling, the heart and the mind, about circumstances, people, and things. Worry is the greatest thief of joy. Think about it. When you're in the midst of worry, we are not joyful. We're struggling with joy. We're struggling with peace. And as we continue to gnaw on it, as we continue to let it strangle us, we find ourselves being overwhelmed, and there's no joy, there's no peace. So, worry is the greatest thief of joy. It is not enough for us, however, to tell ourselves to quit worrying, because we do, don't we? I got to stop worrying. There's more to that, because this will never capture the thief. Worry is an inside job, and it takes more than good intentions to get the victory. The antidote to worry is the secure mind, and the peace of God shall guard you like your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And what God provides us, when we are worrying, when we find ourselves catching into that, the first thing, we have to identify it. And we'll talk about it here in a minute. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, prayer, supplications, so is thanksgiving, give your requests known to God. So a part of that prayer is thanking God. Thanking God that you're in control. Thanking God that you are part of this situation. You're giving us resources. So, and the peace of God will surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is such a beautiful set of verses. It's one of my favorites. It's a go-to, especially when you're worrying. Okay, so this theme this morning is, you probably heard it before, but I kind of add a little twist to it. Let go, let God, thank God. You kind of heard of let go and let God. Have you ever heard that phrase before? Yeah, let go. Well, that has to do with worry. So, let go. We play the what ifs of a situation. We lose control. And we want to gain control so badly. We just feel like we have to gnaw on it. We have to somehow get it. Instead of pulling back, one of the best things to do when you are caught up in the worry, when you're having anxiousness, is to identify it first. And I'll tell you in a second that unless you identify it and look at it with truthful eyes and see how powerful and dangerous it is, it's going to consume you. So there is this amazing African folklore that is been passed through generations. And it's about the leopard. It's about the baby leopard. Has anybody ever heard that folklore? Okay, so what happens is a young man who has a couple kids found a baby leopard in the woods. Apparently, the mother leopard got killed. So the young man, you know, in his 20s, took the baby leopard and he brought it home into the village. And the father of this man saying, you got to let this thing go. Because if you don't let it go, eventually it will grow and it will kill you. But the young man goes, no. I can take care of this. It's just a baby leopard. Look how cuddly it is. I can take care of this. I can control on it. Okay? But the crazy thing is the leopard gets bigger and bigger, and the older man, the father says, you got to let that leopard go. Because if you don't let the leopard go, it's going to kill you one day. It's going to hurt badly. But the young man thought, no. So he sits there and he lets that leopard play, and suddenly he lets it play with his children, and the leopard grows and grows and grows. Now it's a force, okay? But the leopard seems all right. But what happened in this story, one day the leopard licked the wound on one of the children's leg and tasted blood for the very first time. It turned around and attacked the young man. And the story is that worry, anxiety, is a leopard, a baby leopard. And God makes it very clear, even in Jesus Christ makes it very, very clear that I don't want you to worry. He never negotiates and he says, okay, you can worry about this, you can worry about that, but you can't worry about this. No, Christ makes it very clear. God, through Paul, says, do not be anxious. So the first thing we have to identify is when we find ourselves worrying, there's a difference between worry and there's a difference between concerns. Concerns are healthy. Concerns provide you with the action you need to take care of it. It gives you a plan. Worry doesn't do that. Worry finds yourself out of control. You don't know what to do, and you keep gnawing at it. So what this baby leopard does, okay, this baby leopard grows and grows, and eventually it will devour you. I got to get something here. I'm going to show you. And no, I don't have a leopard back here. Just a baby leopard. No. So, there we go. So, you're wondering, right? There you go. So I got a little. There you go. I'll get back to my notes here. So, as I said earlier, Jesus Christ makes it very clear, therefore I tell you, do not worry what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body. What you will put on, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at all the birds of the air. You've heard this so many times. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He feeds us. He feeds us. Don't worry about it. Are you not of more value than they? He chose us to be his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ. And which of you being anxious can add a single hour to your life? How many times have we been in the situations where we were so anxious and so worried? Has it ever helped you? Has it ever helped your life? Have you ever gained an hour? No, it robs your life. It robs your time. It robs your sleep. It robs your appetite. And which of you being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you so anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glories was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, again, God's in control. God is in control. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In prayer and supplication, thank you, God. Thank you that you're in control. You are in control. You have provided for this. You have provided for that. You have provided for that. And even in the midst of the situation where I feel like I'm out of control and life is out of control, you are still in control. And I thank you, and I thank you. It's a process that we learn on Sunday morning. That's why worship service is so beautiful to us, because God puts us in a position where we can be in a position where we can thank God for all the things that has happened in this week and also will happen this week. And as we have this attitude of thanksgiving, it does something to us, and I'll show you in a minute. O you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In anywhere, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the universe, King and Lord of the universe, God incarnate, does anywhere in that passage, does he ever say that we are to worry? Does he say, go ahead, I want you to be anxious, I want you to worry? No, he never says that to us. He says, he knows what anxiety and worry will do to a person, okay? So, there's a thing that engineers love to do. It's they test, and they test for tensile strength. And what they do is they take certain things, and they sit there, and they put stress on it so much that what they do is, in certain engineering, that they see how much can this take stress before it breaks. Very important factor. So, here we got a board, and what worry does, because of stress, what worry does, it puts a bend. This board is able to take a certain amount of bend to it. Okay, that's what it is. God has given us, through his Holy Spirit and through the Word of God, gives us a certain way to be strong in those situations. The beautiful thing is he's making us stronger, because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so he puts this, and there's stress on it. And so it can take a certain amount of stress, okay? Now, what happens is, when we hit in these situations, sometimes what we do is, instead of learning to pull back from this, that it gets worse, okay? And we put more stress, and we find ourselves worrying more, and we find ourselves worrying more. You're waiting for this, aren't you? You sound... It breaks. Completely breaks. I've known many people have gone through this, myself included, back in 1994. Stress and anxiety was so overwhelming that I broke. I was sent into a psychiatric ward, and I'm not the only one that was there. Many of my friends, many people in high-stress situations would find themselves not knowing how to take a Sabbath, not knowing how to rest, not knowing that God is in control. We find themselves just being overwhelmed with worry. We gnaw on the bone. We gnaw on the bone. It starts taking away, and suddenly we find ourselves just snapping. Now, the neat thing about this is that for me to break this, it's a lot harder, right? It's shortened. See, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that God continues to work us and make us stronger. So the first thing that we learn is, there we go, let go. God wants us to let go of worry. Let go of trying to control the situation. And anytime you find yourself worrying, you got to identify it as, this is bad. This is awful. It's trying to strangle me. If I continue, it'll kill me. But we find ourselves sitting there, allowing ourselves to worry. We just think, we can do it. No, get away from the situation. You find yourself caught up with anxiety, pull back. Do whatever you can and pull back. And find yourself doing something else, but also thanking God in the process of how he's controlled. If you hang on to that, if you don't let go, it will grow and it will grow and it will grow to the point it will break this. I'm not going to break it for you because this will be a loud crack, crazy crack, okay? So God says, let go. Let go of worrying. It is not for you. It's not for us. Jesus Christ makes it very clear. Do not be anxious. Do not worry. Don't coddle the little leopard. It will grow and it will destroy you. But let God and thank God. Letting God is reminding us of that God is in control. Now, one thing that I like to do is I like lifting weights. Okay, that's just my little thing. And lifting weights, what it does, it makes me stronger as I work through life. And God is doing the same thing with us. As we grow stronger in our faith, the Holy Spirit is making us stronger through worship, through reading God's Word, through prayer. And what happens is, this little flimsy wood that was only a 1x4 that stretched across was easy to break, but what happens is God is strengthening us through Him by knowing Him, that when we find ourselves in these really big situations, that God knows that we can pull back by looking to Him. We do get stronger in our faith, much stronger. One of the best ways for us getting stronger is to know God. To know God. My relationship with Cynthia is amazing. I'm going to celebrate 35 years, not far from here. And I can tell you very, very honestly that my marriage and our love for each other is so much, much, much stronger than it was when we first started marrying the first 5 years. And all young couples go, no, my love is so hard, no strong. No, God puts you in a process through your life and with that person. You're knowing that person. You're knowing passion. And what happens as you know that person in your life, you're getting stronger and stronger in that marriage. The bonds are even stronger, and this is what God does with us. Through us knowing our God, what happens to us is we get stronger and stronger. And we find ourselves in times and situations where we do have stress, when we find our situation, we do are worrying about it, we know what to do. I'm not anxious over Cynthia loving me. I mean, there's so many things that I may have had when I was younger, but no. So my strength is stronger because of the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not what we're doing so much. It's about what God is doing to us. And so God provides us the process of knowing. As we know God, in a process of knowing God, we're always going to thank God. We're going to thank God for His control, and we find ourselves getting stronger and stronger. And we find there's a concern, a struggle, there's stress in our life. God prepares our heart to know how to identify it. It's a deadly weapon, a deadly leopard. Don't coddle it. You can't coddle it. Don't feed it. Don't feed it. Don't feed it. Don't gnaw on it. Don't gnaw on it. This is not the game that God wants us to be. And when we learn this through our knowledge of God, as we get in His presence and we thank God, that thanksgiving reminds us of His control in our life. And that provides the very strength that we need when we find ourselves in these very, very stressful situations. So when I feel stress, what should I be doing? I could take it. Yeah, I could take a part of it because that's how God made us. And He gives us opportunities where we're in a very stressful situation because that's what leadership does, that's what life does. But there's a point where it gets way too much. And that is screaming out to us, Those fibers are pulling back. They're hurting. And God says, you know that I've given you strength. Pull back. Pull back. Remember that you can't coddle it. You can't feed it. Do not be anxious. So this morning, I think you heard it before, let go, let God, and thank God. Because thanking God says, you are in control. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for this night, for this day. We thank you for the beautiful way that you've given us your Holy Spirit. You empower us. You help us to grow. And as we know you in our life, our strength is stronger. We find ourselves getting stronger, and you put us in situations that we can handle because of what you have done in our life. So help us, God, to let go of anxiety, worry. Help us to identify it. Help us to know it's a leopard that's going to devour us. Let us pull back, and let us remind ourselves of your goodness and your control in our life as we thank you over and over and over and over again. In Jesus' name, amen.